BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Anto Sharp joins us for a straight in my basket off against the Radio 1 listeners. Cal Spellman's on Real or No Real. Would you like to change the voice of your partner to something a bit more fit? And will I pardon a turkey before Christmas?
Scott Mills.
1.
BBC Radio 1.
The video I've been mostly watching over the last 24 hours? Bit less. Barack Obama pardoning a turkey.
Yeah,
have you seen this?
Yeah, I have, because I was fascinated by this. I vaguely remember this happening last year.
Is it always been on?
I think so. I think it's a tradition.
Right. So the most powerful man in the world goes out onto the lawn of the White House, right? And there's a turkey there, and he's like, "I pardon you.
I pardon you." The idea is it sort of saves one turkey.
Right.
Right? It's like one turkey is pardoned from... Because it's Thanksgiving, a lot of turkeys are eaten.
Yes.
But so it
spares the life of a turkey, which would otherwise have been someone's dinner.
It must have been a tradition. Although in the video, Obama says that he finds it a little puzzling that he still has to do that. I think it's a very odd tradition.
It's really weird.
But one that people insist on.
Right. And how does that turkey get to be the chosen one?
I don't know. Maybe there's some kind of audition process. But what's amazing is, what does that turkey do afterwards? It's like, yes, it's like the swagger on that turkey
I'd
afterwards.
Go on holiday, wouldn't you?
Been pardoned. Do you know what I mean? You're all good.
I'd go to like Maldives or somewhere like real nice.
But you know when he pardons the turkey, does the turkey then just roam free? Does the turkey just then leave the White House on its own accord and just sort of live a life of freedom?
That's like a gap year. And then apparently Kanye West decided to pardon a turkey as well last night.
Why?
Because he's convinced he's going to be the future president. What's going on?
Does everyone pardon a turkey?
I want
to because if that's the tradition, you then need to get two turkeys.
Can we pardon
one to eat.
Can I pardon one on the show before Christmas?
Do you want to pardon a turkey today?
It could be. I was going to pardon our lunch, but they moved. We couldn't eat it.
Yes, that's the flaw in this.
But I'm thinking this could be like a new Christmas feature to go because we need a new one. Be honest, the old ones have been on for ages. Dial a Carol, etc.
Mm-hmm.
I pardon a turkey, like on Christmas Eve. Let's do it. It could be
that
hard.
Come on then.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC
Radio 1.
You'll be pleased to know, listeners, someone's actually writing that down. Yes, they are.
Imagine the video of you pardoning some kind of, turkey.
Yeah.
I suppose it has to be a turkey, doesn't it?
Kind of, yeah. I like it. All right, so Martin Solvig's track of the day. It's called Plus One, features Sam White. Follow up to the massive summer hit Intoxicated. I didn't know that Martin Solvig used to be like quite a good tennis player.
Gave
it all up for dance music, yeah. So Martin Solvig, Plus One. See what you think of this one.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC
Radio 1.
It's what the world of dance music's been missing, a song about guest lists. Martin Solvig, Plus One. Can I be your Plus One? Track of the day. Christopher Hemel Hempstead says, I cannot wait for the theme song that you're going to make of Pardon My Turkey.
Lauren,
that's what we'll call it.
Lauren's got a great idea on how to select the turkey. Because ultimately you need, it's one turkey, isn't it? It's a very lucky turkey.
It is. There was a whole episode of The West Wing about this, I've just been told.
Yeah, because they had to choose the best-looking turkey. Because what you want is a photogenic turkey, don't you?
Yeah, you need to be one that looks good on camera.
Cameras all over the... Yeah, exactly. A sexy turkey. That's what we're looking for here.
This is ridiculous.
Anyway, look, Lauren's got a good idea, saying that what they could do is auditions where the turkeys have to gobble for survival, you know? So...
it's a bit far, but yeah.
And people could be on chairs and turn around...
All right.
It's more the look of the turkey, though, than the sound, isn't it?
It certainly is. Anyway, look forward to that coming up at Christmas on Radio 1. Anto Sharp is here. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hi. Welcome. So you played Inuna Bingo on Thursday.
Yes.
And now I'd like to do a basket off, if you don't mind. It's you against the Radio 1 listeners. It's a bit like how we do the Who game, Chris.
Okay.
So we're going to go round for some people that think they can possibly do your catchphrase better than you.
Let's do it.
Okay. We've got loads. Can you remind us of that catchphrase?
Yes. Straight in my basket.
Okay.
So how are we going to do this then, Scott? Is it just Anto v the listeners, or are we chipping in?
I think just Anto against the listeners, and he can just try and like up it every time.
But where's my backup?
What do you mean?
I need some backup.
No, but oh. It's your thing.
Okay.
We can help you out if it gets tricky. So first, let's go to Mark and see what he's saying.
Ooh, spatchcock poo stance. Going straight in my basket.
Yes.
Great one.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, you're
Anto
going
to serve.
Okay. What should we go? Ooh, chocolate fingers. That's going straight in my basket.
The little laugh is what I love.
I don't know why this is so funny.
It is. Okay. Let's go to another one of our listeners. It's Felix.
Ooh, baby carrot petit pois going straight in my basket.
A lot of them have got the voice quite down, haven't they?
Have. No one adds the giggle.
No, you need to put the giggle in. Okay.
But that's a cracking one, that one.
A great one.
What's that baby carrot petit pois?
Petit pois?
That's a bit of a tongue twister.
What have you got?
Right, let's go for... Ooh, extra large salami. That's going straight in my basket.
It's another classic for you, that one.
But what's Emily in Atlanta got? International.
Straight in my basket.
She's kind of doing it wrong there.
Yeah.
But she is in Atlanta, so I'll let her off.
It's like, ooh, this, that is going in.
Okay. She needs to study your videos more.
Okay. Ooh, squirty cream. That's going straight in my basket.
Matthew, what have you got for us?
See this Star Wars lightsaber? Big and it's going straight in my
box. Yeah, he's got the little laugh going
on.
That
was brilliant. That was
a great one.
That was
good.
It's
like he's done that before.
He was a little bit scary the way he went about that. Do you know what I mean?
Slightly intimidating.
Yeah, it's the laughing throughout for something. Oh, this lightsaber's very big.
Let's have him again, actually.
See this Star Wars lightsaber? It's big and it's going straight. In my
bus. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I'm a bit scared.
That is very scary.
And so what have you got?
Retaliation. Okay, so... Ooh,
a nice bit of spotted dick. That's going straight in my basket.
What about Keen? Keen?
Oh, multi-purpose lubricant oil. Going straight in my basket.
I like it. His name's actually Keen. As
yeah.
Well. He's
yeah.
Keen. With his multi purpose lubricant oil there.
Okay.
Okay. Give me some more.
Ooh, a nice stiff drink. I do like a stiff one. That's going straight in my basket.
We've actually got some more. We've got so many people. So, no one seems to have broken yet. So, we'll come back after this and do a few more if that's right with you, Anto.
Sweet. Yeah, sure.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
I'm with Anto Sharp off of Straight in My Basket, and he's just having a basket off with some of our listeners. Okay, let's go to Joe. Joe?
Ooh, a lovely bottle of Havocar. It's going straight in my basket.
Yeah, he's got the laugh.
He's got the laugh, yes. So.
Oh, God.
Should we do a Christmassy one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, nice couple of baubles. That's going straight in my basket.
Okay, James?
Ooh, large green snake. Going straight in my basket.
I've not quite got the voice there, James.
A strange one to watch as well. He seems to be in a kid's store with a sort of toy cuddly snake around his neck.
He's gone in there on purpose, hasn't he?
Yeah,
he wasn't just passing by.
Yeah, I know what
sure about that one.
Yeah. The listeners are doing well there. They're coming up with some good ones. Anto, what have you got for me?
What you got left in your basket?
Okay, I think I'm going to have to go for one of the classics.
Of course.
Ooh, strawberry-scented body cream. That's going straight in my basket.
Okay. The listeners keep coming. Lucy from Bolton, what have you got for us?
Ooh, cockapoo. It's going straight in my basket.
What's that?
I wasn't looking at the video there. What's a cockapoo?
It was a dog.
A dog. There's a dog in the video.
Cockapoo. Good one.
Good one, actually.
If that's real.
Mm. I think that's definitely a real dog.
It was a real dog. Did you not see it?
A real name for a dog. Cockapoo. Well.
Yeah, I mean, that's a real brand, is it?
A real brand of dog.
Yeah, it's definitely a brand.
Breed, even, sorry.
Not brand. Any more, Anto?
Yeah, I got one stash back here.
Nice big bag of nuts.
It's going straight in my basket.
What about Haley's dad? I'll know the dad's one.
Only 75 bamboo skewers. That's going straight in my basket.
Haley's dad is this strong.
He's really good. And he's got the earrings in.
Really
camp.
He's
got the earrings in.
Love him.
He's a good guy.
Really good. They're still going strong. Have you got any more?
I think it should be another Christmassy one.
Okay.
All right. Ooh, a nice bit of stuffing. That's going straight in my basket.
It's good.
Michael, what have you got?
Ooh, 12-inch baguette. It's going straight in my basket.
It's like he didn't quite know what he was doing there. He didn't quite plan it.
It was like he had the measurement in mind first. He had the 12-inch part of it locked.
I can't say that.
And then he very quickly had to choose some kind of item.
This could go on forever. I think we're going to have to call this a draw.
Yeah. I mean,
because you've got loads. They've got loads. No one's showing any signs of running out at all. Anto, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks a lot, mate.
Thank you for doing the basket off and also for bingo on Thursday as well. And come and see us again, Sue.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, Dr. Kurt Show. I don't know about you, Chris, but I'm glad I'm here inside Radio 1 today as Black Friday is out there on the streets, aren't you?
I think so, Scott.
Yes. Is there actually any chaos this year?
I don't know.
Are people, like, pushing each other over to get a plasma TV, or is it just, like, quite calm this year? It doesn't feel as mental, does it? As crazy as before. Mark Ronson, Uptown Funk coming up. Also a bit of Gomez, Same Old Love, and that Protégé Who Knows tune in the next 10 minutes on BBC Radio 1. You know when you've got a friend that's a bit too much? I've got one today. One of my friends won't stop sending me discount codes for Black Friday. And I love her in that, but she needs to do some work.
What are the discounts for?
For various... it's shops that I don't ever go to, but no. I haven't got the heart to go, look, love, I'm not going to use these.
No.
You know, like the discount codes you get cos Black Friday? I'm not going to use any of them, but it's like literally it's been all morning. Here's another one. And she's just trying to be kind and helpful. I think it's on WhatsApp, she's sending it to all
of us. But is this the only chance you're ever going to have to own those items that you probably don't need?
That's true. You've just seen a video of someone snatching a steamer off of someone, that's not...
Do you know what, if that's real, because there's loads of fake videos going around as well.
What do you mean?
Well, there's loads of people that are trying to make out it's really chaotic.
It's not at all.
But I have just seen a terrible... if it's real, terrible, of someone snatching a steamer off a small child, but... I mean, no one's questioning why the child needs a steamer.
Yeah.
But it was on sale and it's terrible. This lady seems to have snatched it. But I don't know if it's real or not.
But we don't know where the videos are coming from and whether it's real or not. Because I don't think it is chaos. It's not really.
But there's some great videos of, for example, I've just seen a video of someone who sees, it shows him looking at 50% off on tea bags. And so he just grabs the whole shelf and puts it into his basket, into his trolley, sorry, and then goes off on his trolley as quickly as he can.
I liked on BBC News this morning where I think they were in the shop that rhymes with We See World, or maybe...
Hurries.
Hurries, thank you. And they were like, we're expecting record numbers of people today. And they were in there at like 6 a.m. No one in there, like one person. Okay, Bring Me the Horizon coming up, and this is a big, big tune with Annie Mac at the moment. It's Bad Blood by Ne-Yo.
You're a holiday, a glass of ocean slipping down.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm a little bit lost without you.
So jealous of Joe from Aberdeen, who is actually listening to us poolside in Turkey at the moment. Lush.
I love this song. This is one of those ones that, you know, late at night, where I've been maybe a little tired and emotional. I've been listening to this on
loop. Have you?
Yeah.
And are you posting the lyrics online?
It's only a matter of time until there's one tweet that goes out, oof, probably about midnight, with lyrics from that song.
And then swiftly deleted.
BBC Radio 1.
Hannah!
Hiya.
It's Scott, how you doing?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good, thanks. How can I help?
I'm going to Edinburgh tonight and I just want to know where's the best place to go.
Oh, where are you from?
Newcastle.
Okay, so you're travelling to Edinburgh tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, who are you going with?
I'm going with my boyfriend.
Okay.
Couples one. Are you the kind of couple, though, that enjoy kind of going out and dancing together?
Yeah, we'll go out and we'll have drinks and, yeah.
Okay. And why have you called me, just out of interest?
Just, I've been before, but I've never been on a night out. We've normally just done a day trip there. So.
Okay. But what, you think that I might know about it, yeah?
Yeah.
You'd rather use Scott than, say, use Google?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I have got form.
Have you done a night out? I mean, you've done... In fact, I've been with you on several nights out in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Can you make that work? Can you find plans for Edinburgh?
Of course I can make it work.
Yeah?
Okay, so you're going with your boyfriend. What's his name?
Daniel.
Okay. So I'm saying Prinks at Dirty Dicks on Rose Street. It's like a traditional pub. Start the night off.
Yep.
Then down to the Grass Market. Loads of pubs to choose from there. There's like a whole row of them, but it will be full of stag and hen do's.
Nice,
then
yeah.
Maybe a cheeky wee dram of whiskey at the Devil's Advocate opposite St Giles Cathedral.
Yeah.
And then I'm saying get down to Lulu's. How tall are you?
About 5'3"-ish.
And Daniel?
About taller than me. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Are you going to be in heels?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, just to warn you, if you're 6 foot tall or more, you won't fit inside Lulu's. Really low ceilings.
Right.
You can't have that. So under 6 foot is fine.
Hey.
And then I think after a bit of dancing and drinking, to finish off, get yourself down to the Pie Makers on Southbridge, home of the lasagna pie.
No, what? Lasagna pie.
Is that blowing your mind?
I've never even thought of that as a concept.
Uh-huh.
Lasagna in a pie.
So lush.
Sounds amazing.
Pie, but it's lasagna.
No way.
Have I helped?
Yeah, you definitely have. Thanks very much.
Okay, so you've got Dirty Dicks, Grass Market, Devil's Advocate, Lulu's, the Pie Makers.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Thanks very much.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Simon in Edinburgh says, how do you know so much about everywhere in the UK? I don't know, I'm just a walking knowledge.
Your knowledge astounds me.
Thank you.
As I said, you make an amazing travel agent.
Thank you. Oh, well, if it all goes wrong. This girl says, I'm a 6 foot girl who studies at Edinburgh Uni. Lulu's is a total write-off for me. Mm. Hashtag tall girl problems. It is very low ceilings in there, I do warn you.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, God, now the travel agents are on going, what's wrong with being a travel agent? Nothing at all. I'd actually love to be one. Like I said, if it all goes wrong at Radio 1.
Someone text in who is a travel agent.
Yeah, if it all goes wrong with me, I'll just become a Radio 1 DJ.
Yeah.
Just chat and play music. No, you're taking it the wrong way there. I mean, it's a job that I would love to do.
It did sound rude.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Dan in Leicester says, next Christmas, I want the Scott Mills Guide to Night Out in the UK. Please make this happen.
It's a good idea.
Well, that'd be a nice little toilet book, wouldn't it?
Lasagna pies, though.
Blowing your mind, right?
I've just been Googling pictures of that.
Because you're weird.
You know when you discover a new food? Isn't that the best thing? Like, you think that by my age, you've discovered every food eaten. Do you know what I mean? You're in your routine. You know, you've got lay of the land. You know about cottage pies. You know about spag bol. You know, when you're a child, you have new foods. I've eaten Chinese food. I've got a passion for all foods.
You've even done Lebanese.
I've done Lebanese food.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the lay of the land until now. Lasagna pie.
I know. Oh, my. Lasagna pie, says Austin on Twitter. I know. Also looking at pictures of it right now. Loving the tips for where to go to Edinburgh. Flying in tonight for a hen. Hashtag Scott's travel advice. That's from Honey on Twitter. You're the new TripAdvisor. I'd like to think that. Thank you very much. Glad I could help. Also, someone's been on that's just had, and this is happening to a lot of people today, had their first Merry Christmas from a customer and doesn't know how to feel about it. That's Daz on my Twitter.
Would you remember the other day we went to go have a couple of festive bakes? And bought the festive bakes, and I said to the lady in said bakers that rhymes with schmegs that I wished her a Merry Christmas. And did you see how confused she was? Do you remember that?
It's like it's nearly Christmas, and also you're selling me a festive item.
Yeah.
So like, don't be surprised if we say Merry Christmas to you.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello.
Hi, Stuart. It's Paul.
Hey, Paul. What's going on?
You know the way you always change the voices when people phone in your show?
Oh, the voice changer.
We do use the voice changer quite a lot now, and a lot more people seem to be wanting their voice changed to protect their identity.
Yeah, so we heard the voice changer last week, and it got us talking in the office about fit voices.
Good office chat.
Yeah, it is a good chat, that. People whose voice just sound fit.
You strike me as someone who thinks they've got a fit voice, Scott.
You think I think
yeah,
I've got
I think
a fit voice.
You think you've got a fit voice because you're on the radio. People all the time saying, oh, I love listening to Scott Mills. Sometimes when you talk, I do think to myself, you love the sound of your own voice.
How rude!
No, I'm saying, be honest.
No, I don't.
Be honest, you think you've got a fit voice.
I don't. I don't.
You do, though,
I do
don't
not.
You? I know you.
No, I don't. Anyway, back to Paul. Remember we've got a phone call
on? Yeah, yeah.
Yes, Paul?
Yeah, so one of my friends was saying he'd like to change the voice of his partner.
Who to?
The Google girl.
What's the Google girl?
Well, it's just when you go on your phone and you ask, you know, hi Google, and you ask her something, and she comes back with the reply. He likes that voice.
Is that a fit voice? I don't know.
I don't know myself.
I found her. Here she is.
Hello. It's me. The Google girl. Love you. Bye.
Sounds like a computer.
Yeah, it's not the sexiest voice I can think of.
Hello.
No, it's not.
But that's like saying you want to change your girlfriend's voice to a machine.
Another friend of ours, she'd like to change her boyfriend's voice to the coffee machine in our office.
What does that sound like?
Well, it's really strange, that one, because that is really digital.
You've so got a coffee machine that talks to you?
Yeah, it sort of goes, your coffee is ready.
That's so unnecessary.
So digital.
Why does it need to talk?
We have no idea.
Imagine fancying the voice of a coffee machine. I've always thought this, though. We've talked about this before, Scott, where the... do you remember the... I don't know if she's still the voice of the checkouts.
Oh, I know.
Do you remember this?
Yeah, I used to have clips of her.
Yeah. The voice of the checkout, for me, was someone I for a short time, fancied.
Yeah.
Have you got,
I got it.
Unexpected item in bagging area. Remove this item before continuing.
Four.
I always wondered what she looked like.
She's got a good voice.
Please take your change. Notes are dispensed below the scanner.
Love that.
You just hear it so much.
It's sort of instructive. Not so much strict, but kind of... but stern as well. It's an interesting mix of qualities.
Please take your change. Notes are dispensed below the scanner.
I mean, she wants you to take your change.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to mess with her.
I think they need to make a dating show which is like The Voice. The Voice would be the biggest show in the world if it was, in fact, a dating show.
I think The Voice is the biggest show
in the
world.
The Voice... Okay, but it would be...
Like, I know
the Voice,
what you mean.
The Voice dating show, I think, would be huge.
So they've got the chairs, and you only turn around if you think it's that fit.
Yes, exactly the same, but it's like a dating thing.
Good idea.
Cheers, mate.
Write that down.
I'll write that down.
Oh, we've said it on the radio. Someone's going to nick it now.
Rubbish. Look, other voices that I find quite hot. Keen to see this one?
Mm-hmm.
I've just put it in front of you. Play the clip. See if you recognise where this voice is from.
With her teriyaki meatball still in the pan,
yes.
Communication student Olivia is serving a chili pea puree with pickled radish, mustard mayonnaise, and a carrot, cucumber, and miso salad.
Yes!
Is that the MasterChef?
Yeah.
Lady.
Yeah.
She's got a great voice.
That's a voice, isn't it?
Oof.
Is she also the voice of a what do you call them, plane companies? Do you know what I mean?
What, airline?
The one that rhymes with British Railways.
Is she?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure on that, but...
And there's something for the ladies on MasterChef as well. And some boys.
Head chef Gavin has made a ginger panna cotta.
Oof.
With passion fruit curd, crushed candied hazelnuts, and slow roasted pineapple.
He's milking it.
With a caramelised white chocolate and rum sauce.
Rum sauce.
You know when he does the voiceover for that, Scott, you do a lot of voiceovers. Can you explain how awkward it must be when you just hear him without the music, just
and into rum. The microphone like this?
I just wish I had a voice like that. Paul, be honest with me.
Yeah.
In this conversation in your office, who did you say you wanted to change your partner's voice to?
I went for the lady on the train.
Ah.
But she's very authoritative, very strict.
Is that definitely not just the train driver on the intercom?
No, that was definitely the train driver.
Good to speak to you, Paul.
Great. Take care.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. No matter what I tell them, seems I always end up misunderstood. No matter my intention, no, they gotta say I'm up to no good. I ain't even mad. Why would I be mad? It's all alright.
Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake, Holy Grail on BBC Radio 1. And here is actual Kel Spellman. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. So you're on CBBC later doing the official chart as Greg announces it on radio. What have you got today?
Well, on CBBC chart show today, we've got Nathan Sykes joining me as our special guest. So we're going to see where his new single charts, and he's also going to perform for us. And we've got a Jess Glyn lip dub featuring AO School in Brighton.
So oh, good, yeah. Okay. What time is it on CBBC?
5:20.
5:20 tonight, live. Kel is on Sunday afternoon on BBC Radio 1 as well. Are you enjoying that still?
Yes, yeah, I'm loving it, you know, now. I think I finally found my feet with it a bit. So, yeah.
Good. Okay, well, you know how this works, real or no real. A selection of facts. Some of them we have just literally made up. Some of them are actual real facts. But which is which?
10% of all photos that have ever been taken since they were invented in 1826 were taken in the last 12 months.
Oh, that's a good fact. If that's real, that's a good one.
So 10% of all photos ever since they were on in 1826 have been taken in the last year. That's crazy.
Well, we've turned into a really, like, vain
race. Was it Five Sauce the other day were doing this interview and they're saying that actually they don't want people to watch. Everyone does this now at concerts, but they don't want people to watch the show through their phones. They actually want to. They want to see people's faces. Like, I don't get it.
I don't get that. People who don't look at people. They haven't once looked at the concert. Everything's through the phone screen.
I get it. I completely get it.
But people do it through the whole thing. You haven't actually looked at the stage once.
But that's a shame. It's only because you get one chance to see your favourite band, right? And you want to capture that memory because that's.
But you're not even looking at them, you're looking through your camera.
That's the thing. You are kind of sacrificing the actual present for the sake of having a good video.
I seen there was a picture of like a kind of some big event that was happening, right? And there was loads of young people that all had their phones out taking a picture of whatever it was and stood at the front of the barrier. There was just an old lady just watching it amongst everyone. And I was like, see, that's what it's about. Just have the memory up there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for taking a picture, but not filming the whole gig. Anyway, we're 10% of all photos taken in the last 12 months.
But the thing is, now when you take a photo, you don't just take one. You take loads of photos. And also, if you ever meet anyone, there's always an excuse to take a picture because everyone's got a camera on them.
You become a bit trigger happy, don't you?
Yeah.
Just in case.
What's the coolest picture in your phone? So when you see your mates, right? Because you meet a lot of cool people.
Yeah.
And they say, what have you been up to? And you go, oh, I'll show you what I've been up to. And you take your phone out. What are you showing them?
I've got a picture of me.
Yes?
Keeping it PC, I've got a picture of me and Steve Carell.
Right. That's pretty cool.
What, you're naked in it?
No, but I have
He's naked in it?
I've got a picture of me and my mate in a mankini.
That's
always a good one to show people.
Is it a celebrity friend or is it just you?
No, he's just a...
Is it a hacker?
That would be awesome. I'd lose my job, you know. The bad influence.
A secret weekend away.
Oh, I count this stickers in a monkey.
So, we're 10% of all photos taken in the last 12 months, real or no real? Cal?
I'm going to say that is real. Yeah.
No, come on, that's such a long period of time. I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Yes!
Using film industry statistics, digital photography estimates, and numbers kept by producers of something, I don't understand it, an important chemical for analogue film, silver halide, that's what it's called, researchers calculated the number of photographs ever taken was 10% in the last 12 months of all photos ever. That's crazy.
Love to take a photo, don't we?
And next, on Real or No Real.
A Santa's grotto has opened in Manchester exclusively for animals. Pets will be able to go in and have a photo taken with Santa Paws, a cat dressed as Santa.
Trust it to be Manchester.
People do anything for their pets though, right?
Mm.
They do.
And people like to have their pets do the same things that humans do. Okay, so you can take your pet for a manicure. mm-hmm. stuff like that. But I think it's a manicure or a pedicure. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
it's probably called a pedicure or something.
Yeah, yeah. Cats can do mani-pedis now.
Mm. Cats can go to saunas.
Can they? And
I don't know, actually, but it's like a spa day, probably.
They can basically do everything we do.
I don't know there's a spa day for cats.
Is there not?
Oh, I definitely know there's like a spa I could take my dog to. I can drop her off there, and then I've never done it. I just know it does exist.
Yeah,
Have fun, darling.
I'll pick you up at 4.
There's dog TV as well, isn't there?
Yes, obsessed with dog TV.
Do you know what? I can't help if this does exist. This is just a bit of a mank just trying it. I've got an idea down there.
Got an idea.
Get some. How about we get a Santa's grotto and that, but just for cats and pets and
Santa,
that.
Santa paws.
Get that cat from down the road and stick it in a Santa suit. So
outside Arndale,
just a little pop up stand, innit? Get your picture with Santa paws. I really want this to be real.
Okay.
Now.
Do the pets go on Santa Paws' knee?
I really hope so.
Right?
I really
what
hope
happens
so.
If it kicks off?
Yeah.
You know, just this cat comes in and the Santa Paws takes a
distance. Wow! Okay, real or no real, Chris?
Real.
No, that can't be real. No real.
That one is real.
Oh, yes, of course it is. The animals also get snacks and get dressed up in festive animal wear.
Yes.
Oh, and when you're back home next time, you need to go do that.
Yeah, I will. Take Bella along.
And next,
there's a dating show called The Choice, where contestants sit on rotating chairs and select dates based only on their voice.
Now this is what I was talking about earlier. This is an idea that I had earlier, where you choose a date based only by what they say. Yes. And not how they look.
And then lots of people were on saying that you just described the plot of Blind Date, which you had.
I thought this was going to revolutionise dating. Like,
Chris thought he'd finally cracked it.
He was like, right, I've got it. This is going to make me loads of money. Right, they're dating, but only based on their voice.
They don't see them.
There's a show in the 90s called Blind Date. They were behind a screen based only on their voice.
This could be a really good shot, because I always, you know, if you notice a sales call and I go, oh God, you sound really fit on the other end of that phone. But then I always assume if they sound fit, they're never going to be fit.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier. We were talking about fit voices and who you would like to, if you could change the voice of your partner, who would it be to?
Oh, to Scarlett Johansson.
Would it?
Have you not seen the film Her?
No.
Oh God, her voice and that. You don't see, you just hear her voice.
You answered that so quickly.
Yeah.
So quickly.
No brainer there, was it?
Definite. Okay, if we were to test your brain slightly more and we were to say a machine or some kind of, you know, just a voice that you hear rather than a person. So, for example, the self-service checkout.
Unexpected item in the bagging area.
Actually, I do. The Sainsbury's lady is always nice. Other supermarkets are available, but that's a good one.
Okay.
I've been on a bus before, I think in Manchester, and the voice on the bus telling you what next stop it was. I was like, it's a pleasant voice.
Do you know what bus number it was?
Can't quite remember. Nice. I just remember thinking it was a nice voice. But the choice...
They sit on rotating chairs and select dates based only on their voice. The exact idea that Chris had earlier, but has it already been done? As so often many of his ideas have.
I think this one is no real.
I'm going to say it is real. I can see this being a thing now.
Chris hopes it's no real.
That one is real.
Yes!
Oh, Chris. Yeah, the contestants would be on chairs facing away and select their date by pulling on the love handle.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
What?
That's the name of the handle they used to pull. At the end of that round of Real or No Real with Kel Spellman.
I got 10. Kel got 20.
Yes, Kel. Yes, get 10. You.
First win.
Those are all of Friday's best bits. Hit subscribe and you'll get this podcast free every single day. We are back Monday at 1 p.m. on Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.